This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southwind District with your Extension Crop Report. Corn planting has begun. With our warmer temperatures and a brief period of dry weather, farmers have been able to get into their fields to fertilize, spray, till, and finally plant this year's corn crop. While it was a little early the last days of March to plant, with soil temperatures not consistently above the 55 degrees, many farmers didn't take the chance that weather might return. There are plenty of university publications that say corn planting can begin at 50 degrees soil temperature. The reason for the early planted corn is largely the intent to avoid the heat during the summer pollination, when corn is most sensitive to excessive temperatures. With a maintained soil temperature of 50 degrees, it would take nearly 3 weeks for corn to germinate. During that time, it would be fighting diseases and fungus, likely leading to uneven emergence. Although soil temperatures are already rapidly increasing, at 60 to 65 degrees, corn will emerge in 8 to 10 days. Seeding rates in this area tend to run somewhere between 26 to 31,000 seeds per acre, with an intended plant population of 24 to 26,000. Basically, we expect most corn seeds to germinate, and ideally, they would do so all at the same time, so the crop would progress and pollinate in sequence. Starter fertilizers and seed treatments become more important with early planted corn. I've also seen some anhydrous tanks still being pulled around the fields as well. It takes about a week with good soil temperatures and moisture before the ammonia gets converted to ammonium, becoming safe for the seeds. However, if planting cannot wait that long, then planting between the rows if the equipment is capable of that level of precision, or planting at a different angle to the anhydrous injection can help reduce the possibility of seed damage. The ammonia will tend to spread out 2 to 4 inches away from the ejection point in our clay loam soils, depending on the application rate and the soil moisture. Generally, anhydrous injection is placed 5 to 6 inches deep in the soil, while corn planting is at 2 inches in the soil at most. This difference in soil depth will help some as well. Kansas isn't known for being a corn state, only growing between 5 to 6% of U.S. totals. We tend to be more of a soybean and wheat state. However, last year, Kansas produced 750 million bushels of corn on 6 million acres. Our state average yield last year was 134 bushels to the acre. This was largely supported by the irrigated fields in western Kansas, but also some record yields in the northern part of the state. We use a lot of corn in Kansas, with a dozen ethanol plants producing 6 million gallons annually in the big dairy and stockyards of western Kansas. For those of you in Missouri listening to this report, Missouri produced around 2/3 of Kansas totals, with 560 million bushels. Though, Missouri well makes up for this with their much higher production of soybeans. As they say, corn is king, and before very long, we'll start to see those straight lines of little green plants in our local fields. If you have any questions about corn planting, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.